Welcome, everybody, to a Delco Nerd Network hot take. If you haven't seen a hot take before, well, it's where a few friends get in a basement. We give our thoughts. We give our opinions on a TV show, a movie, or a game. Today, it's going to be a movie, and that movie is Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver. Here to discuss, as always, the triple threat, Chris Trio.
Gooch, gooch, gooch. We're back for another Zack Snyder fiasco. Bonanza. Fiasco might. That's a negative term. No, I didn't mean to use that.
I think fiasco might.
Fiasco is fine, but
I think I'll give that to you with this one.
I appreciate that. But before we get into that, of course, Gooch, do you want to fill in the audience on a little bit of fun something or other?
Absolutely. We're going to be making another panel appearance at another convention in the greater Philadelphia area at Fan Expo in Philadelphia on May. Sorry, the con is the weekend from May 3rd to the 5th. We are going to be doing our panel on May 4th at 10:45 in the a.m. on that Saturday. We're going to be talking about the great superhero drought. Trio has come up
superhero
with this.
Video game drought.
What did I say?
Superhero drought.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah. what is the name of the official name of that? The great superhero game drought.
There we go. So, yep.
Yeah. Again, Trio's topic idea. We're going to be basically talking about how there's not a lot of high-quality superhero games. We got Spider-Man, we got Batman, but that's really all we have. Yeah. We have a lot of other superhero games, but they're not that great. And we're going to be pointing it out and maybe talking about some of the past ones.
What's kind of supposedly coming down the line, too.
Right, what's going on now, what's coming down the line, and maybe some games we want to see. We haven't planned the how the panel's going to go, but we hope you come out, and if you can't, it's going to be recorded and put up as a podcast later, so hopefully you'll be able to enjoy that by the end of May.
Absolutely. It's tough sometimes. We've been doing this for this is our third episode today, so a little peek behind the scenes, so
yeah,
we're getting towards
Tell I'm wearing the
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we didn't even mention this. Gooch is this is the first time we've ever had a button-down shirt on the podcast.
I've worn a sweater on a podcast before. I remember we did a podcast long ago,
right,
when Tim was still here, after a family Christmas party, and I was wearing a sweater. But yeah, I don't think I've ever worn a collared shirt.
I don't think I have either.
Friend of the show, Austin Keith, who was on our third episode.
That is wild.
One and only appearance. He got engaged, so congrats to him.
Congrats.
And Ariana.
Congrats, Austin.
I'm sure I'll probably tell him that I now mention this on our Rebel review.
His favorite movie, I assume.
Yeah. But
are you ready, Gooch? Are you ready?
I'm trying to think, do I want to start us off as somebody who is positive on Rebel Moon? Before we get into it, I highly recommend you watch part one, because I think this discussion is going to be very interesting going off that. And I think we had a really good, like, back and forth debate where we kind of got heated at each other.
Sure. I wouldn't even say heated, but yeah.
We were disagreeing.
Like, yeah, but I think it's...
it was
it
hot
wasn't it, but it, I don't think it was
table.
In the way... It's like... It was a healthy disagreement, in my opinion.
It wasn't. We weren't, like, fighting.
No,
like,
no.
We vehemently were...
On
two different sides,
yeah,
and we were going at it nicely.
Absolutely, which is what it's all about.
Do you want to start it off?
Yeah, sure. Why not, Gooch? I
like nothing.
I
like it's so different from Fallout. We were like, yeah, it's
yeah,
great.
I did not like Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver. And listen, I wasn't the biggest fan of the first one. You can go back and watch our review. I am not by any means. And I think these people truly do exist. A Zack Snyder hater. I think he's made some really great films. He's made some of my favorite films, actually. Watchmen's one of my favorite films of all times. I think he has an eye for style that is second to none in a lot of ways. He can make a trailer that makes me want to go insane. That first trailer for the Snyder Cut of Justice League with Hallelujah. Oh.
The BVS trailer?
They're so good.
The one that we saw in theaters?
Yeah. Like that one? I think he is truly a mastercraft when it comes to visuals. But I think he just gets too lost in the sauce sometimes. And I think he wants to change. He wants to change certain things that just, I don't think that's how audiences go. Like, it's a small thing, but the amount of slow-mo in this movie, Gooch. Can we just relax with it? They're cutting grain.
I don't have an issue with the slow-mo again.
It's just too much sometimes.
I don't have an issue with the slow-mo.
I think...
that I have a lot of issues with this movie. Those
for sure. Again, that's a small one. That's not like something... It's just more like I'm like, okay, we got more slow-mo.
We get it. Zack Snyder uses a lot of slow-mo.
He is a ton
Have a better opinion. Have a better negative. Come
Sorry.
On. You got it.
Anywho,
you got it in you.
My other opinion of this is that I feel like we're just doing the same movie over again. Just on the farming planet. And by the time we got to halfway through this movie, I'm like, oh, we're just staying here the whole time again. And I was like, what are we doing? And then we get to the point where everyone sits around in a circle and gives their backstory to.
So we get... behind the scenes on that.
Yeah.
That was a cut idea from the like his second Justice League movie. He was going to have a part where during the nightmare that they were like camping out and like sharing stories about something. That's a reused idea, just
which and I feel like that's an idea, you know, it's that's a mechanic I've seen used in many movies.
A lot of flashbacks in Rebel Moon as a whole.
And yeah, absolutely. And I don't know, it just felt like a lot of like, all right, let's get in this room and talk about what's going to happen, and like, okay, the villain that we killed last time is coming back again and we're going to fight him again and kill him again. I kind of thought we were moving on to the other guy, like her dad.
Belisarius.
Yeah, yeah. Which I do it. Do it. Him. I don't know what accent he was using.
He's Scottish, laddie.
Yeah, I don't know what was happening, but that whole scene of the king dying and the violins literally playing in the music. Background.
I thought it was kind of interesting.
It was funny. It
felt kind of like, it felt like kind of like in the world.
It felt like comedic to me almost. I don't know. And even like the whole dress style that like the king's in, I was not a fan. I just am really not a fan of like the whole overall aesthetic look of this universe. I don't really understand what's happening a lot. Besides, I think this one was a lot more cohesive story-wise. Like, we were just doing one thing. We're protecting these farmers.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
But other than that, I didn't feel like the action was anything super spectacular. I didn't love the weird turtle, and I said this in the first one, the weird kind of, like, turtle shell design of, like, the Empire.
I thought you said you did.
No, I said I didn't like that.
Oh.
I mean, God.
You like the guns, though.
The guns were kind of cool. I liked the effect of the guns, like, shooting.
I don't think you said that.
I think, I'm pretty confident I did. But either way, maybe I'll go back and be wrong. I didn't like that the lasers.
You can change your opinion.
Yeah, sure. No, that's fair. But I do think that's what I thought. But I digress. The guns were like, why are we shooting red and then light orange? Can we, like, differentiate a little bit more? I just felt like I didn't know what was going on in a lot of action scenes. I don't know, Gooch. I wanted to like this a lot, and I feel like I'm kind of ranting at this point, so I'm going to digress. But it just really did not do it for me.
So when the movie starts and we decide, the gaggle, the group, is back with the people on Veld, and they're, like, talking. It's like, oh, we killed...
the commander or whatever.
Right, whatever his name is.
End screen.
Yeah. He's a nasty looking motherfucker. I gotta admit.
Well, the hair especially, just awful.
I can't do this. And he's like, oh, we killed him. And immediately in the next sentence, no, you didn't. He's alive. So he's alive. And it was from that point on, this is probably like 10 or 15 minutes in. It was from that point on where I decided I'm not gonna like this.
Like, oh, this is it.
I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, you can tell part two is really cut up. I think
you don't see any deaths. They're all like off camera.
There's a lot of relationship stuff that's cut out between Nemesis, the girl with the swords, and the kid. I liked that, but I'm like, we didn't nearly get enough for this to like really matter.
I don't like the lightsaber designs either.
They look cool. All right. Don't nitpick.
That's not a nitpick. That's just I don't like it. But continue.
Like the relationship between Gunner and Korra. Like what?
Out of nowhere. They're I love you.
There's clearly something cut out of here.
Maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, dude, we're gonna get the Snyder cut of this, so we'll really see. I don't know if you're gonna watch it, but I probably will.
I just am like, why? To me, they're cutting violence to keep it not R. So
yeah,
like,
they're cutting a lot of violence as well. Like, dude, the hand cut off. I was like, dude, I'm like, I can't wait to see that hand like just come off. You know, when in that flashback scene where she like gets her blades and stuff.
Listen, I have no reason to not believe Zack Snyder. He said this in that interview with Joe Rogan that Netflix wanted him to do a PG-13 movie.
That's very on the record. That's totally.
What are you doing, Netflix?
Yeah.
Why are you like? It felt like they didn't want
to. I felt like they
and not even that. I felt like they wanted to use the Snyder Cut thing.
Yeah,
it's a marketing tool. Absolutely, that, like, and they wanted to use it to a degree. And I'm sure he was like, okay, fine. But I don't understand, because I really do think most of his extended versions have been leagues above what the original, even like Batman vs Superman, that extra half an hour makes that story much, like, so much more cohesive and make much more sense. So it does frustrate me that Netflix is like, no, we're going to make you cut this down and release it twice so we get a double hit. And I'm sorry, Gooch, we were talking about
this. It's
like
a quadruple hit.
It feels like they just completely abandoned this now.
Yeah. I was going to say, I want to get back to what I was.
Yeah, sorry, I apologize.
My opinion now is okay. Yeah, it feels like the marketing for this part two was completely non-existent.
It wasn't on Netflix when you log in.
Same. Yeah. And I noticed that as well. When we sat down, Chris Connor, friend of the show, and my other buddy Adam were here, and we were watching it, and I'm like, where is it? You know, as soon as we opened Netflix, it wasn't.
I had to search for it.
I had to search for it too, and it wasn't even in like the top being watched. I mean, mind you,
it is number one right now. I was watching Netflix last night, and it was at number one.
Yeah,
whatever,
I mean, like, mind you, it was like the first night, like.
But still, you'd think it would have this full fanfare, like the first one did. When you log on, and it's the first like
the
movie
page.
You see.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But I didn't like this movie. I felt really like this whole thing just really fell apart with part two. You mentioned the fact that we're on Veld the whole time in the farm. It just felt boring. It really felt like a second half of a movie that being split up actually was to its detriment. It would have made sense if they killed him, brought him back, and then had that revelation like 20 minutes after that happened. It would have made tonally more sense, and it wouldn't have been like as like big of a deal. But like, the way they cut it up and the way they had it, it's almost wished it's like, oh, that we didn't know, and that defector on the planet didn't find out, and then he just appeared, and it's like, oh shit, he's back. Like, that would have been much better.
I agree. And they keep talking about how, like, once your admiral dies, they have to go back to the mother world, but they're like on their way there, so they already know that he's back. But then there's this other element where, like, they one design I really liked. I liked the weird priest medical guy. I thought that looked really cool with their like circular hats and stuff like that. Very like Pope inspired, almost like Catholicism inspired. And I even liked
Papic.
Popic or whatever. Papic.
Yeah.
I liked how he was hooked up to the machine and Papalic. He was like being something like that.
I'll go Papic.
Papic. I like that. but like, I like that whole design, and like, they're pulling him out and he's freaking out. And the one doctor's like, well, we don't know if he's mentally fully there. Like, we have to do all these tests. And he's like, fuck you, and kills him. And like, that's just never referenced again. So he's fine, apparently.
Right, he's good.
It felt like that was kind of leading, like, at least like it was being brought up as like a plot point, but no, it wasn't at all.
Yeah, I felt like we were gonna end with like a confrontation with Belisarius, and I guess him dying. Like,
same.
Like, and I felt this movie like
it barely progressed anything,
and it barely closed the book. And I felt like this whatever, you know, part one and two were gonna be was gonna be like, oh, like we're gonna get this.
Kind
you know,
of full story.
Full story. And then, like, you know, Zack Snyder is already doubled down and is doing all the stuff with it, or apparently he was going to. We don't know if that's going to come to fruition. I'm sure the comics will come out and stuff, and we're going to get a game.
Did any of...
I don't think so.
I don't think that's happening.
Yeah, there's no way.
Not like he had a bunch of plans for Army of the Dead.
I was really high on part one, and I think I was really down to just see something different and...
Sure.
And be exposed to something different, and... If the culmination of it was good, I was happy with that and where I see it was going, but it just didn't go there. I thought the action scenes were okay. I really liked once they got on the ship, and Korra was like kind of taking the guards down, like,
yeah, because it was like a new place you were seeing inside the ship.
Yeah,
we hadn't
like,
been
whoa.
There. Yeah,
like
this
is really
cool.
This is really good. But like, there seems to be a lot of lore and narrative in this movie that is just like. Too much and never explained, and it's almost, it's not that they expect
like
you to know it,
but
then there's so much background that you don't know, but like that you know is there.
But the first one gives you all, it does give you a lot of expository stuff, but none of it stuck with me. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
None like, I remembered, I was like, oh yeah, the king died because he wanted like peace
and
or something.
Even the girl, like the, you know, the revelation that like the princess lived. Like when she gets killed by Korra, I was like, doesn't she have this like healing power? I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, she's just dead. I'm like, and she killed her. I'm like,
yeah, what's up?
I'm like, okay.
That was, I will
and
say
then,
that was
then,
a good thing.
And then, you know, our that dude, the black guy, what's his name?
Oh, Jimon Hounsou. I don't know his real name in the thing though.
No, was that is that the actor's
Jimon,
name?
Yeah,
yeah, the guy is in Guardians. And,
he's so, he's
and
in
the
everything.
Wizard Shazam. Yeah. Yeah, he's like, oh, like she's alive.
Like, okay. How do you know? Like, how okay. do you know that? And then the robot, Anthony Hopkins, just like...
Jimmy's
just like hanging
really
out
random.
Until like, oh, I'm going to come in now.
Right.
Why aren't you helping earlier? What's going on?
They seem to like really build him up in part one. That like he was like he's
gonna
like,
be a on, big part of this.
Have some
one.
Sort of like adventure. Like you know he was doing something, and yeah, now it's just like yeah, I'm here. You know, and he I fight
now,
like,
and then he
twice.
Finds out that I guess the princess is alive. So he's like, now I have something to fight for again.
Right. Cool character, great effects for it, and practical, but like narrative wise,
not in all scenes, of course, but yeah.
I
know, he looked good.
We watched the behind the scenes when we were done. It's a dude in the armor, and then like he's wearing like a blue skin suit.
Right, he's behind him. Right, he's like attached. I've seen that. Yeah. That's how they do.
No. He's like, imagine if like the metal parts of Jimmy are armor
all over. I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is really cool. And they, you know, I think Zach reused like one of his ideas from like 300 with like when they're in the field of grass, like with
the wheat. Yeah.
Yeah. And they like built that farm and built it up, and they really wanted, like, they were talking about how they really wanted to show like them farming and how like you know that was like really important, and I was like, that's cool, but like
it doesn't feel like
it doesn't really do anything.
And I'm sorry,
it's
though,
cool that you went up through all those lengths to do that, but like was it really worth it?
Why does everyone look so normal? Like I it really annoys me how like everyone looks like just a normal, like they're in normal like farmer's clothes like on this planet. It just doesn't feel sci-fi to me at all until like the tanks show up, and like I don't, get me wrong, I get that idea of you want it to like, I think,
and
Star
there were
Wars
like no
it.
Aliens in this
there's
part.
No,
but there's
aliens,
but there's a lot of,
I didn't
like,
even realize there's aliens in this.
Yeah, in the first part.
When,
there's a ton
part? Really? Oh, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, like,
oh,
remember
right,
the bar,
when you go to the
yeah,
bar,
like there's a lot of like random, and the Jenna Malone spider thing.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, like there's a lot of aliens, but in this one there's like one, and you see it for like a second, and it's like, oh yeah, alien.
If
you know?
Showed me the log house scene just on its own, and you were like, what type of genre is this show? I'd be like, I don't know, fantasy, drama? Like what? And then like all these soldiers start popping in, and it's like, oh, okay, it's sci-fi futuristic. I just feel like there is a lot of like inconsistency for me in the world design, I guess, is my kind of major issue with that. It doesn't feel cohesive. And that's key when you're creating a new, you know, lore to a degree. You want it to be... Of course not, it doesn't need to be like super believable because it's the future and it's sci-fi, whatever, but I don't know, you need some base points. Is this supposed to be like humanity in the future, like mother world is Earth?
I never got that idea.
I don't know. I'm maxing. I
no,
just genuinely
I don't
know.
I don't think so.
Okay, that makes sense then. But yeah, I don't know, man. It's just, we just stood on this farm the whole time.
Yeah.
I was really expecting
Again,
us to kind of get out there.
If it was
there.
The second part of a 4-hour movie, I don't think I'd mind. I think the context is a bit different. And like, again, I'm looking forward to the Snyder cut of Rebel Moon because I want to see what the movie actually fucking was.
Yeah.
And I'll watch it. Like, I think we were talking about, like, we're probably not going to do a hot take on the Snyder cut, but I'm like, we could do a podcast about it, and it wouldn't be a review. It'd probably just be like, hey, like, these are the different, like, it, you know, we'll cross that fucking road
exactly.
when we get to
yeah.
it. Because like, I do want to watch the Snyder cut of this, because like I want to see what the fucking narrative and the story actually is, not what like this cut down thing. I'm fine with it being in two parts. I think that's okay. But when the movie is also cut down to cut out violence and then to get the timing right.
But
like,
and
what
it's
are we
clearly
doing?
Shot for violence. That's
right,
the other problem.
Yeah.
Where it's like you're like that part where she cuts off his head at the end, it just cuts down to like his shoulder length and you just hear like a tumble. You don't even see his head get cut off. Or you're like, it just feels so edited down to a crazy degree.
I do like that Snyder was willing to kill people off. I thought that I kind of like
sure,
when directors
absolutely.
Introduce these cool people or cool characters and are willing to axe them.
You know who would have been the better one? That like the one that I actually would have cared about was Jimon Hansu's character. Like he was, I think, my favorite out of all the. I thought the acting was really fine overall.
Yeah,
this too,
I don't think
like
anyone
that.
Did a bad job. I just think it's just the cuts make it look poor.
Yeah, and I do think there's some wonky dialogue. I'm sorry, like Zach, I love you, man. You shouldn't be writing movies. He shouldn't be.
Yeah,
I think he needs...
I think you made the point that Zach was kind of doing, you know, biting off more than he can chew. I think I kind of agree with that. I mean,
he's trying to wear too many hats.
The only thing, the headlines that I saw was that Zach was going to make like 6 more Rebel Moon movies. And I'm like, even if he does, is he going to give those... Adam was kind of telling me that for his next project, apparently, is going to be like really small.
Right.
And I'm like, well, like, apparently he has 6 Rebel Moon movies that he's going to do. I'm like, is
those aren't happening.
I'm like, either those aren't happening, or maybe he's going to give, if any of them happen,
you can,
give them,
like, don't
get
me wrong, you can do in between, like, Villeneuve is apparently going to shoot a small movie in between this and Dune, the next Dune.
Messiah,
like,
yeah.
And Messiah. So I think that's, you can do that. But I just, I'm sorry, with how these are reviewing, how people are talking about them.
I mean, nobody's talking about this first.
Correct.
The second one.
Yeah.
The first one, it was like there was a big conversation.
Well, because they
actually
marketed it.
But yeah, it was marketed.
With this, it just felt like we were just like, you're fine. With this, it's just, I could feel their apprehension. Like, through the marketing. Or lack thereof. And that's sad. Because guess what? I do think, like I said, Zack Snyder can make some really fantastic films. I just think he needs the right people on the projects with him. And the right direction in certain ways, like, genuinely. And I think him getting rid of his cinematographer was a big boo-boo, in my opinion. Now he does it. Now he's the head writer on most of his things. Now he's directing. He storyboards everything. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And I think he does work more in the visual language.
Can I give you a good comparison? That's, like, I think, like, the problem Todd Howard is probably running into.
Sure.
He's a creative mind behind a lot of this, but he's doing the Fallout show, and he's doing Starfield, and he's doing Fallout 5, and he's working on Elder Scrolls 6. And it's like, the guy only has so much time. Like, there's going to be some...
But I think that's slightly different in the way of, like, those are different projects.
It's going to get diluted.
Sure. But those are different projects in the way of, like, it's not...
Right.
Like,
it's the same concept.
To a degree, yeah.
His attention is in 7 different places, and it's diluting everything.
Sure, but again, I think that is different because he's a high-level executive that's running multiple projects at once, that you have people working on those teams that you trust that are bringing you back the information and presenting that to you, and you're, like, giving the rubber stamp and saying, okay. Whereas this, he's directly writing, he's directly has, like, a hand in the cinematography and the choices, and don't get me wrong, Todd definitely does in that same respect, but this, like, direct handness that he has to work on this one project and do all these different, these very heavy-lifting things on. And I think that does it. And I think Todd Howard's a great comparison to that for sure. But I do think it's tougher when you're just trying to put all of your head into this one project and you're trying to do every single aspect of it. And you don't, and you're not bringing in the people to help when you need to. Cause I don't know. I do think Todd Howard's bringing in people to help where he can't be and where he needs to be, where I feel like the message I get from Snyder is that he just wants to do it all. And the end product is showing me that he is spread too thin. And hey, you can say that about Oblivion or Todd Howard and all that stuff too, I think. But I don't know, man. I do want the best for Snyder because I think he is a great director in his own ways, in a lot of ways. And I do think he gets a lot of unfair hate. But I do think he walks into that sometimes too, a little bit.
Yeah,
one comment he made recently about it was about the focus groups. Did you see that at all?
No, I don't think
he was talking about, he's like, it was in an interview and he's like, if you don't like my stuff, that means you're voting for the focus groups and that's not fun. And I'm like, well, but if the focus groups are continually to tell these things and you're ignoring them and then they're coming out and these movies aren't being received well, maybe the focus groups are trying to help you a little bit. I don't know. It just felt like very much like, well, I'm doing cool and different stuff. Come on. And it's like, I get that. And I appreciate that genuinely.
Mm-hmm.
But like some stuff has worked so long because it works. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to reinvent don't get me wrong, you should
want to... You don't always need to reinvent the wheel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I don't know. That's where I'm at with it. It sucks that I had a bit of hope for this, but this really did not tie together for me.
Yeah. It's a shame. I feel like it was so soon in, too, that I was like, nope.
Yeah.
I just felt it, and I just, like, didn't really care about any... of what was going on. And it was a nice popcorn movie.
Right.
I guess I literally ate popcorn during this movie. Right. So I, you know,
you enjoyed it that way.
Was it fun to sit down with friends and for 2 hours and watch this? Yeah. But you know, yeah, it really fell flat. It really all tumbled down. And I feel like I really sort of praised part one, and it sucks that all that praise and all that admiration and what I hoped Rebel Moon was going to be did not come to.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, I'm not losing sleep over it.
Absolutely,
I'm not that upset about it.
I know.
But
you
let's
only
get real.
We only cried for an hour. It's fine.
Yeah.
But no.
It was just like like in the group chat. I'm like, did you finish it? And you
were
just like,
yes.
Yes. I was like, okay.
Oh man.
I guess that's all we'll say.
I guess that's all we will say. Anything else, Gucci, on Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scargiver? Why is she called The Scargiver?
Because she gives the dude the scar. They say that like two times.
She gave Ed Skrein the scar?
Yeah.
But she was already called the she was already called the scar giver before that.
Was she?
Yeah. He called the scar giver. And then he was like, I was given a scar by the scar giver. How apt. So she was the scar giver before that. And I don't know why.
Her when she shaved her head, I hated that.
I did too.
I was like, she doesn't look good with that. I liked her like short cut.
Yeah. Yeah. The military fatigues. I wish people on deck were wearing different things from people like in the lower brig. I don't know. Anyways, that's a nitpick. I will give you that. Otherwise.
Yeah, maybe we'll do something with this when the Snyder cut of it comes around. Maybe we'll do
maybe I'll watch it and I'm blown away and I'm like, Gooch, you know what? We do have to review this.
I really don't think it's a review. I think I'd rather just like sit down and be like
talk about the differences. Sure.
Yeah, sort of like we did with Snyder Cut, like that one time where like we did like the quick review. But I don't think we need to do the quick review. We just kind of like talk about it again.
Sure.
Yeah, like and be like, hey, like these are the differences, and like this worked, this didn't. Like it would be less a review and more like a, like I think we called that podcast comparing Justice League or something like that, something like that. Yeah, I think that's an idea, but we'll see when we get to August.
Yeah, we'll simmer.
So now we have like another few months again. It's like so, and I think both parts are coming out at the same time for that. It's not going to be like this delayed release.
We'll see, Zach.
Yeah,
I'll wait to see.
And we'll see what else Zach Snyder has cooking after Rebel Moon.
I do think it's funny. He was asked like, "What that DC movie would you do next if you could?" He's like, "Dark Knight Returns." I'm like, "You did it." You did, and he even said he did say it in the interview.
He's like, I did it, but I didn't.
Yeah, and I'm like, but you did. Like, let's just come on, man. Anyways, thank you all so much for watching live with us on twitch.tv/DelcoNerdNetwork. If you've been with us, we really appreciate your time. You can find this podcast anywhere podcasts are found. Just search Delco Nerd Network on your favorite podcast service. We are also on all the social medias as well at Delco Nerds on everywhere with an at sign. We've got a Facebook page, a Discord channel, all that good stuff will be linked down below. If you can like, comment, subscribe, share the video, we really appreciate it. Spread the word. Any little bit helps. Even just a comment on the video goes a long way. We really appreciate you guys. You can email us your comments, questions, or concerns, delconerds@gmail.com. We'd be happy to get back to you. All are on our website as well. You can find all this information, delconerdnetwork.com. And of course, we can't wait to hopefully see you guys out on May 4th at Philly Fan Expo at the Pennsylvania Convention Center in Philadelphia for our great video game, great superhero.
Even you're getting tongue-tied.
Now I'm getting all fucked up.
You know what's
up.
Funny? The too many games panel title is longer. Yeah, I was really nailing it.
The great superhero game drought. So we hope to see who all there May 4th, 10:45 a.m.
Level 1, workshops, room 125.
For Gooch, I've been Trio. Thanks for watching, guys. Stay nerdy, and we will see you next time. We'll be right back.